With VOA News, I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon says Iran may be planning more attacks on U.S. interests in the Middle East. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says America will be ready.
The game has changed.
Telling reporters here the U.S. is prepared to take preemptive military action if it gets advance word of an attack.
We're prepared to do what is necessary to defend our personnel, and our interests, and our partners in the region.
Esper says there are indications of more Iranian provocation days after Iranian-backed militiamen and their supporters stormed the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says it won't happen again.
Anyone who attempts to overrun that will run into a buzzsaw.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Political fallout from the violent protests at the U.S. embassy in Baghdad has been swift, even though the protesters have departed. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The Americans are there to train Iraqi forces or combat terrorism, he says. The killing of PMF members is unacceptable. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores. However, Qatayib Hezbollah is considered a terrorist organization by Washington, even though it's technically a unit within the Iraqi government's own armed forces. The prime minister is furious over the airstrikes but has pleaded for calm. The PMF says its call to withdraw is in deference to him.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Interpol has issued a wanted notice for former